Mountains you traversed uncovered in snow. But the ballon down power your courage let alone, sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. The crowned heads of Europe, when you were in your splendor, they swore they would have you submit. But the goddess of freedom soon forced them to surrender, and they lowered their standards to your will. Old Frederick's colors to France you did bring, his offspring found shelter all under your wing. And that year at Vienna you so sweetly did sing, sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. When bloodhound tyrants they were eager for to slay you, you viewed their malice with a smile. Their gold throughout Europe was found for to betray you. They joined with the Mamelukes on the Nile. Like ravenous vultures, their vile passions did burn. The orphans they slew and caused widows to mourn. My green linnet he is gone, and he never will return. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more? When the trumpet of war, his grand eagle, had sounded, you marched to the north with goodwill, to relieve the poor slave in vile shackles surrounded. You used all your exertion and skill. You spread wide the wings of your bright envy terrain, while tyrants' great Caesar's old nest set in flame. Their own subjects they caused to eat herbs upon the plain. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. At renowned Waterloo, where thousands lay sprawling all over the field up and down, fame through her trumpet dons, Frenchmen was calling, fresh laurels all on her brow for to crown. Youths or birds did tremble to hear the loud call, and the third of old Babel's new buildings did fall. The Spaniards there fleet back to harbour then call. Sweet Bonnie, will I ne'er see you more. I have roamed through the deserts of wild Abyssinia, and still can find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire at the Isle of St. Helena, but soft murmurs they whisper 'tis vain. Come tell me, O critics, come tell me in time, what nations I must range my green linnet to find. Is he dead at Waterloo in Spain or on the Rhine? No, he's dead on St. Helena's bleeding shore.
Brilliant, Joe.
Yeah. Very nice.
Half of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still.
Lovely.
Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finney, then stop when halfway to Foothill. It's there I'll find it, I know sure enough, as fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Dock, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are rough come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Dock. Oh, come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, on the day that I first saw the light, I looked down that street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in the huff and start with a sorrowful squall, but I knew I was born in Bally James Dock, and that's why I smiled on them all. Well, the babies of my now is tile-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Dock. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
But hey, don't listen to times we know sad song. We sang much them before. Right now we only wanna be here with you till morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening when there's no one around, make love to the sound of the ocean. And in the evening when there's no one around, make love to the sound of the ocean.
And take you by surprise when you think you can make it alone. Ah, but sooner or later their presence is only a memory.
Lovely.
For you know that without them you can never have rolled back the stone. As lovers lie sleeping, I find myself traveling towards you. The morning arises, the wind is as soft as the sigh, and whatever's before me is nothing to what I have come through. The pain and the passion, the tears and the laughs and the lies. My darling, who once told me that loving is better than living, but I told her survival for me was the easier game. I couldn't live with her, now it's I can't live without her. I thought I'd feel different, but somehow I still feel the same. Romeo tells me that Juliet can't live without him, and Ophelia's crazy for Hamlet, who wants to be king. Far away in the distance, Mark Antony loves Cleopatra, and Portia sits silent, soliloquizing in the wing. So if lovers and losers would prize the game we're playing, oh, I'd prize the man who has not got the money to pay. For if angels are praying in silence, is just an illusion. For the lost and the lonely and those who have nothing to say. Soldiers and dreams are like lovers who come with a warning and take you by surprise when you think you can make it alone. Ah, but sooner or later their presence is only a memory. For you know that without him, you'd never have rolled back the stone.
Laugh, don't grieve, but here is the flavor, a hum or a giving low. It's the binder who works. The clown is the hind to craver, the clown to mal is from Talera. O come a free, no shoot lechela, a hum of farshing
Who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime.
I once dwelt and I hear his calling. How inspired the hearts of men. She was healthy, hale, and hearty. Shy as graceful as the dawn. And no neighbors loved that widow's happy laughing, no rainbow. Till one day there came a letter. What a passage fate to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flows. So she said farewell to Aaron, and next morning at the dawn stood a broken-hearted mother, parted with her Noreen Vaughn. Many years that widow waited, till one morning at her door slowly walked a graceful female, yet they were the clothes she wore, saying, "Mother, don't you know me? Sure, I've only caught a cold." But her cheeks were flushed and scarlet, yet another tale they told. There's a graveyard in Tyrconnell where the flowers gently wave. There's a broken-hearted mother kneeling o'er a cold and lonely grave. On Noreen she is sighing, it's been lonely since you've gone. 'Twas the curse of immigration left you here, my Noreen Vaughn. So come all ye lads and lassies, ponder well before you go. From your humble homes in Erin, what's beyond you'll never know. What's the good of gold or silver when your health and strength are gone? When you speak of immigration, won't you think of Noreen Vaughn? When you speak of immigration, won't you think of Noreen Vaughn?
A diamond ring to wear on and of the vows you made, love you went and broke them. And married the lassie that had the land. And if I married a lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'll rue till the day I die. One was fortune falls, sure no man can shine it. Oh, he was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. Now at nights when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, short is brass I find. And I wish the queen would call home her army, for the only thing is I'm merry, gay and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
Oh, and Brian.
I was inviting to... That's it, no?
No, go on. When the tinkers made camp at a bend in the river, coming back from the horse fair at Ballinasloe. Well, the day's work been over, the farmer came walking along the Fail River that bordered his land. And 'twas there between twilight and firelight he saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Next morning he rose from a night without sleeping, went straight to her father to make his case known. In a pub in Listowel they worked out the bargain, for the tinker a pony, for the daughter a home. Where the trees copped their shadows along the Fail River, the tinker and farmer inspected the land, and the white gelding pony was the price they agreed on, for the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Anne. The wedding soon over, the tinkers departed, eager to travel on south down the road. But the crunch of the iron shod wheels on the gravel was as bitter to her as the way she'd been sold. Yet she tried hard to please him, she did all his bidding, she slept in his bed and she worked on the land. But the walls of that cabin pressed tighter and tighter on the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. At Christmas, as white as the hand of the priest or the hangman. The snow spread its blanket the next Christmas round. When the tinkerman's daughter stepped out from the bedside, turned her back on the land and her face to the town. It was said someone saw her at dusk the same evening, making her way out o'er Lyra Crumpon, and that was the last time the settled folk saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Where the North Kerry hills copped the fell near Listowel, on a farm by the river lives a bitter old man, and he swears by the shotgun he keeps at his bedside that he'll kill any tinker that camps on his land. Yet whenever he hears iron-shod wheels crunch on gravel, or a horse in the shafts of a bright caravan, well, his day's work's tormented, and his night's sleep demented, by the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne.
That in Caberwex did reside. He says, I lived up in Donnybrook, for the one and a tippany ride. But there was a fly in the ointment now, that you very seldom see. For although I loved her terrible well, she was in love with a Portuguese. Now he was a nasty piece of goods, Rosanis was his name. And he couldn't wait for to get his hands on Concepta, who was me dame. So I made a vow be the Grand Canal that I would do him in. For although I loved the Portuguese, in particular I didn't like him. So I followed him down be Grafton Street one evening just for fun, along be the Mercer's Hospital, it's next door to the Bartley Duns. Well, I spied them sitting in a corner seat. They were kissing and holding hands. And there he was seducing her with pints of Bayesian. So I followed him up to his lodgings in Radgar or thereabouts. And as he walked up the alleyway, I battered him inside out. Well, he gave out manies an oath and swear till he was dead, I'm sure. And I lifted up the manhole lid, and I dropped him down the sewer. Now when the muchie heard of this, sure she made me life a hell. So all for the sake of peace and quiet, sure I did her in as well. And now I'm up before the judge to answer for my crime. He says I didn't mind the first one, son. Ah, but not a second time. So it's all for the love of this fair young maid and her Portuguese sailor boy. For the passionate love of this tender maid, I've landed in Mountjoy. And if ever I get out again, me life will change, you'll see. And I'd marry a girl from Villiers Town. You wouldn't know look at a Portuguese.
I've been to a great many places, and wonderful sights I've seen. From Malabou to Ballinasloe, back by Ballyporeen. But when they talk of the towns that over the ocean wide, when they say to me, Pat, what do you think of that? I ups and I says I... I suppose you've not been to Drumcolour. You haven't? Well, then I declare you must wait till you've been to Drumcolour and see the fine place we have there. For there's only one street in Drumcolour. But then it's a glory to see you. May talk till you're dumb. Give me your drum. A drum is the place for me.
to tell me there's isles of the ocean by India's golden shore. While life all day long is a beautiful song with flowers and fruits galore. They say that the sun does be shining with never a cloud in the sky. Ah, but when they have done with their clouds and their sun, high ups, and I says I suppose you've not been to Drumcolour. You haven't? Well, then I declare you must wait till you've been to Drumcolour and see the fine sun we have there. For there's only one sun in Drumcolour. But then, said glory to see, you may talk till you're dumb, but give me a drum, for drum is the place to be. I was over in London quite lately, I gave King Edward the call. Said the butler, he's out, he isn't about, and I don't see his hat in the hall. But if you care to look round, sir, I'm sure you will have to say, apartments like these are not what one sees in your country every day. Ah, says I, you've not been to Drumcolour. You haven't? Well, then I declare you must wait till you've been to Drumcolour and see the fine house we have there. For there's only one house in Drumcolour for hardware and bacon and tea. If your master were come, we would treat him in drum, for drum is the place to be.
Bold Robert Emmett, the darling of Erin. Bold Robert Emmett, his eye was I could dance without tiring from morn
morning to evening, and my gold on my side to the lighting of heaven. As my home, at my bed with the king, I heard he was lying. O'er the peace of the village, my gold bowl was flying. My bed, the neighbors, received me not all. I'm not
a little
worse. Next Sunday, if home the patron is keeping, o'er the fields of the village, the young boys are sweeping. At the dance of fair maiden, the easy will hallow, while this heart, young and gay, lies cold in. Ah, where the birds do increase, at the foot of Mount Lanstar, are some silent play. By the streams of everything fitting.
Very well, my dearest father and mother, adieu. My sister and brother, farewell unto you. I am bound for America, my fortune to try. When I think on Bon Clody, now I'm ready to die.
Okay.
Woo. When I was growing up in America, the Longfellow was Henry Wadsworth, who wrote a series of poems about America, trying to evoke things of America. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, Evangeline about the people in Louisiana, the Cajuns, and most famously, Hiawatha. And this is the introduction to Hiawatha, where he addresses the readers and the listeners. Should you ask me whence these stories, whence these legends and traditions, with the odors of the forest, with the dew and damp of meadows, with the curling smoke of wigwams, with the rushing of great rivers, with their frequent repetitions and their wild reverberations as of thunder in the mountains, I should answer, I should tell you, from the forests and the prairies, from the great lakes of the Northlands, from the land of the Ojibways, from the lands of the Dakotas, from the mountains, moors, and fenlands where the heron, the Shashuga, feeds among the reeds and rushes. I repeat them as I heard them from the lips of Nawadaha, the musician, the sweet singer. Should you ask where Nawadaha found these legends and traditions, found these songs so wild and wayward, I should answer, I should tell you, in the bird's nests of the forest, in the lodges of the beaver, in the hoofprints of the bison, in the eyrie of the eagle. All the wildfowl sang them to him, in the moorlands and the fenlands, in the melancholy marshes. Chatoweak, the plover, sang them, Mong, the loon, the wild goose, Wawa, the blue heron, the Shushuga, and the grouse, the Mushkadasa. If still further you should ask me, saying, who was Nawadaha? Tell us of this Nawadaha. I should answer your inquiry straightway in such ways as follows. In the vale of Tawasentha, in the green and silent valley, where the pleasant water courses, dwelt the singer Nawadaha. Close behind the Indian village spread the meadows and the cornfields, and beyond them stood the forest, stood the groves of singing pine trees, ever sighing, ever singing, green in summer, white in winter. And the pleasant watercourses, you could trace them through the valley, by the rushing in the springtime, by the white fog in the autumn, by the alders in the summer, by the black line in the winter. And beside them dwelt the singer in the vale of Tawasentha, in the green and silent valley. Here, he sang of Hiawatha, sang the song of Hiawatha, sang his wondrous birth and being, how he prayed and how he fasted, how he lived and toiled and suffered, that the tribes of men might prosper, that he might advance his people. Ye, who love the haunts of nature, love the sunshine of the meadows, love the shadows of the forest, love the wind among the branches and the rain showers and the snowstorms and the rushing of great rivers through their palisades of pine trees and the thunder in the mountains whose innumerable echoes flap like eagles in their eyries. Listen to this wild tradition, to this song of Hiawatha. Ye who love a nation's legends, love the ballads of a people that like voices from afar off call to us to pause and listen, speak in tones so plain and childlike, that the ear can scarce distinguish whether they are sung or spoken. Listen to this Indian legend, to this song of Hiawatha. Ye who sometimes in your rambles through the green lanes of the country, where the tangled barberry bushes hang their tufts of crimson berries over stone walls of gray mosses, pause by some deserted graveyard for a while to muse and ponder on a half-effaced inscription written with little skill of songcraft. Homely phrases, but each letter full of hope and yet of heartbreak, full of all the tender pathos of the here and hereafter. Stop and read this rude inscription. Read this song of Hiawatha.
Adding to the sorrow of our troubles, Northern lands. Lately I've been thinking that it just won't be for mine. Tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac, he is Protestant and Sean is Catholic born. But it never made a difference for the friendship, it was wrong. And sometimes in the evening, when they heard the sound of drums, say it won't divide us, we will always be as one. They were roses, roses. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came around. Another killing had been done just outside Newrycown. We knew that Isaac danced upstairs, knew he'd like the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. Fear it filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. But late at night a car came prowling round the Rhine Road. A Catholic will be killed tonight too, even up the score. Christ and John MacDonald, they have taken from the door. They were roses, roses. They were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Isaac was my friend, he cried. He begged them with his tears. Centuries of hatred have ears that do not hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled our minds. But another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. Now I don't know where the moral is or where this song should end. But I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders are not the ones to die. Like Scott and young MacDonald and the likes of you and I. For they were roses, roses.
Very nice.
I wish, I wish I was a youth again. What a youth again I can never be. Tell the apples grow on an ivy tree. I left my father, I left my mother, I left my sisters and brothers too.
Major.
I left all my friends and my own relations. I left them all far to follow you. Oh, but the sweetest apple is the soonest rotten, and the hardest love is the soonest cold. Oh, but what can be cured, love? Has to be endured, love. And now I am bound for America. All love is pleasing, and love is teasing, and love is a pleasure when fast is through. Oh, but as it goes on, should the love grows colder and it fades away like a morning dew. Oh, love and porter makes a young man older, and love and whiskey makes them old and gray.
Benjamin.
Oh, but what can be cured, love, has to be endured, love, and now I am bound for America.
Amen, John.